This is Alex Fialo interviewing Marguerite Van Cook at the Visual Aids office in New York City, New York, on September 19th, 2016, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. So Marguerite, let's start at the beginning and spend some time on how you grew up. When and where were you born?
I was born in Portsmouth in England on the south coast, and I grew up there, and I spent some of my life on the Isle of Wight. My mother, when I was around 12, my mother and her boyfriend got a place in the country on the Isle of Wight, and they used to go there on the weekends. And maybe I was a bit younger than that, maybe 8, I suppose. But I mainly remember the later years. Anyway.
How about your childhood?
Completely garbled. So my mother wasn't married, which meant things were difficult for me. She was very bourgeois woman, very strong personality, and had been cut off from a lot of her family because of having had a child out of wedlock. And my father was had been a soccer player, first division, had been the captain coach of the Royal Naval football team during the war. And after the war, his career sort of went down somewhat because he had given his best years to the naval football team during the war. After that, he was a manager. And fairly quickly after my birth, I suppose, 5 or 6 years old, they became estranged, and quite violently estranged. Although my dad used to come and see me under protest from my mother. She then got a job. We moved to the old Portsmouth, which is a very nice neighborhood. And so I was in this very schizophrenic place where my dad's a Geordie from the north of England with a heavy Geordie accent from a mining and shipyard worker, labor, socialist, union background. He played football for the unions when he was a kid. He sort of paid for people to go on strike because he used to play for football teams as a child, right? Phenomenal football player. Great guy, lovely guy, drank too much, had a great personality from my perspective. Now my mother's like completely the opposite, very conservative, we vote conservative. Fairly soon she was with my Uncle Bert, Mr. Mack, who was a retired police officer but came from a colonial family. Had relatives who'd been the last governor of Bermuda, or the assistant governor, you know. So they were very much in that world.
When you say with, what do you mean? With your
Well, she lived with him, but she didn't live with him. So she had this sort of, they had a grocery shop downstairs that he did, and she went to work for him, and then he courted her. But she used to say, well, I'll never marry him until you're 21, which was awful because he came to hate me. And he came to me, he hated me pretty quickly, and she would let me know that. So, it wasn't a comfortable situation for me. And we had an apartment upstairs from the shop, and he lived downstairs in the shop, and had an older sister who's 12 years older than me. And my mother adopted her, and her father was killed at the end of future adoptive father was killed at the end of World War II, so she never actually met the man that was about to adopt her. Then they tried to deny my mother the adoption because she was now a widow. So she fought very hard. She'd had my sister for 2 years already, so she fought to keep her, and she viewed my sister as sort of her triumph, you know, the good side of things. I was, on the other hand, the representation of shame. So.